Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
The accusations of unfair trading practices with the United States, those accusations directed at other countries, allow me to explain why those accusations are false. You know, except for currency manipulation, which of course China does, they artificially lower the yuan, but hey, the US government artificially pumps up the stock market, artificially suppresses silver prices, artificially generates trillions of dollars of money, well, currency. So if anybody should be accused of artificial manipulation, it's the United States of America. But let's back up for a second. So from the 1980s and 1990s, the US basically shut down most of its domestic manufacturing and just moved everything offshore and began shifting production from stuff, that is, you know, physical goods, to currency and debt. So the US intentionally became a manufacturer of debt, because all currency is debt, of course. It's a debt instrument. You know, the dollar is a debt instrument. It's not an instrument of money. It's an instrument of debt. So the US decided to stop making widgets, let's say, and to start printing debt. And then we use that debt to purchase goods from other countries. So in other words, we exported debt and imported goods like shoes and clothes and cars and electronics and telecommunications equipment, etc., right? And all we were doing really was trading a bunch of IOUs or debt instruments or, you know, treasuries. That's what we were doing. And other countries were taking the treasuries and shipping us stuff. Like China, that's how they ended up with almost $1 trillion in treasuries. Now, that whole situation has been going on for decades. And that is not other countries ripping us off. That is us ripping them off. We ripped them off. We conned them. We said, hey, you set up the factories, you do the labor, you make stuff, you get the raw materials, you know, the steel, the aluminum, whatever, the electronics, you make stuff, you ship it to us, and we'll give you a bunch of IOUs. We promise we'll pay you back. Yeah? Who's conning who? I mean, we in America, we ended up with piles of stuff, actual stuff, stuff we bought at Walmart, let's say, while those other countries ended up with piles of debt holding treasuries or holding US currency, which are, again, instruments of debt, okay? So, again, who's conning who? Then Trump comes along and says, wow, look at the trade imbalances. We are importing far more from China than what China is importing from us. Therefore, Trump says, China is cheating us. Like, you know, record sound, you know, wait, back up, hold on. What are you saying? China's cheating us? We are cheating China. We print debt and trade it for stuff. We cheat them. They don't cheat us. But Trump says they're cheating us because we're importing so much stuff. Well, come on. So is Trump trying to end the con? Is Trump the anti-con man now, where he wants the U.S. to have to make stuff rather than to just, you know, trade debt for stuff? It appears so. But China's like, well, what are we supposed to do? I mean, you wanted us to make stuff, and we went out of our way to take your treasuries, and we made all this stuff. We shipped it to you. What do you want us to do now? Not ship it to you? Like, what do you want? And the answer is yes. Trump is saying to China, don't ship it to us. How dare you ship the stuff to us that we want to buy in exchange for debt instruments? How dare you? Right? This, you can't make this up. It's so insane. So Trump, who doesn't seem to realize that the abundance, the material abundance of the West has been enabled by the fact that China and other countries went along with the con and agreed to sell us stuff in exchange for debt. And Trump is saying, well, we want that to end. Well, guess what that's going to mean? It means that Americans are going to have to make more stuff. which they don't know how to make. That Americans are going to have to, like, trade stuff, not just paper debt, with other countries. And I ask you this question. Is America good at manufacturing stuff? Not really. No, not really. I mean, America makes some things. There are microchip factories that are being set up, and you know, a lot of things are assembled in America. You've seen that. Like, hey, this car is pretty much made in Mexico, but it's assembled in America, or it's made in Japan and assembled in Mexico and then shipped to America. And then in America, we put the carpet pieces in it. You know, that's what we do. Like, that's the kind of situation that we're actually living in, you know? So Americans don't make that much stuff, but again, Trump is going to plunge Americans into material poverty by denying us access to those overseas markets that have for decades given us artificial material abundance. So most of our adult lives, you and I, almost all of you listening to this, we have been living in an artificial economy where things are extraordinarily cheap and easy to acquire because we're able to buy them with debt instruments, effectively, with just, you know, U.S. currency that is printed ad nauseum. And this is why Americans have collected so much stuff, which you can witness at any given yard sale. Just go to a yard sale, or heck, go to a dollar store, because it pretty much looks like a yard sale now. Just last time I was in one to check it out, there's boxes everywhere. They didn't even put the products on the shelves. It was basically a yard sale. It's like, grab whatever you want, make us an offer, you know? This is like, take stuff. Pay something on the way out, you know? It was a nightmare. I was like, is this America? This is insane. Well, those days are going to end. The process of that has already begun. And what it means, of course, is that Americans are going to be thrust into material poverty, and the prices for the stuff that you actually need, not just the garbage that you want, but the stuff you need, you know, like oil filters for your car or whatever, that's going to go way, way up, way up. Like double, triple, quadruple, maybe more. Because the dollar is going to collapse in purchasing power, and Trump has erected these embargoes, essentially, against countries, especially China, but sort of partial embargoes or steep tariffs against other countries. I've called it a soft embargo, but against China, it's more than soft. It's an aggressive embargo, you could say. So all the stuff you get from China is about to get crazy expensive, and that's why I've been out there buying like extra Ethernet cables. And even when I buy tools now, I'm always buying tools, it seems, because I'm always having to fix something. And then it's always like, hey, I wish I had this one tool that would do that. So now when I'm buying tools, I buy two instead of one, because, you know, two is one is none. And I probably can't get these tools from China for much longer. So, you know, I'm buying extra tools, I'm buying extra parts, like wire rope, wire cable, crimping tools, and stuff like that. Just the other day, I had to fix the throttle cable snapped on one of my ranch vehicles, you know? So I'm like, oh, I gotta crimp this cable. I gotta find where this cable went underneath the vehicle, you know? It's just another day on the Health Ranger Ranch is like basically fixing something. But I'm doing irrigation and growing food, and so I'm buying extra pressure compensating drippers, you know. That works really well. I always take I take 1-inch PEX line, and then I connect it to a garden hose thread, like a spigot. And then I connect that spigot, I put an adapter on it to the 1/4-inch lines, and then I use the 1/4-inch drippers. I find that's the best system by far of getting all this stuff done very reliably, you know, irrigation, putting water on trees and garden plants and things like that. Anyway, all that stuff's made in China. So of course I'm like, buy more stuff from China right now, which is funny because it means that China is experiencing a short-term export boom, because I'm not the only one doing this, and it's only going to make the trade imbalance look even worse from the US point of view. Trump's gonna say, see, China is shipping us more stuff then we're shipping China. Yeah, because we're buying stuff. We are buying the stuff. And we need the stuff. What's wrong with buying the stuff from China? I mean, nobody makes it in the USA. There's nobody in America that makes pressure compensating drippers that I've ever heard of. And if they did, they'd be like a dollar a piece. So then Trump says he wants America to make more stuff, which means we got to build all these factories, which takes several years. And then after you build the factories, you got to find people to work in them, which there is nobody. And I know I've talked about this before, but it's just worth repeating. I've checked with a lot of people on this very point, and everybody agrees with me. Like, nobody wants to work in a factory, not in America. Now, everybody in America thinks somebody else should work in a factory, but nobody thinks that they themselves should work in a factory. So in other words, in order to even get Americans to work in a factory, you're going to have to pay them a lot, like a lot more than a desk job or a, you know, assistant job or whatever. You're going to have to pay, you know, $40 an hour probably to get a lot of people to work in a factory, plus benefits and all that stuff. So what's that going to do to the price of the goods coming out of those factories? Oh, it's sky high. It's going to be sky high. It's going to be more expensive than crap made in Germany. Well, I should say Germans don't make crap. They make good quality stuff, but it's crazy expensive because Germans have like 12 weeks of paid vacation or something. They barely show up and work, you know. When they do work, they're brilliant, you know. It's just that they're not interested in working, and neither is anybody in the U.S. And so I've come up with a saying here, and this is going to sound really sketchy, but I don't care. There's a little bit of profanity here, but people ask me, like, how would you describe the skills difference between U.S. workers and Chinese workers when it comes to factories? And so understand, this is in the context of factory work, okay? Just factory work alone, not other areas. But when it comes to working in factories, my saying is Americans are dumb as shit and Chinese are smart as hell. So, that's pretty much it. Americans don't have any factory skills for the most part. Now, they've got other skills. You know, some Americans are good at being woke. Some Americans are good at faking like they're politicians accomplishing something, you know. And there are a few Americans who are entrepreneurs and innovators and some who can write code. You know, I know a lot of these people. I know a lot of brilliant people. And they're brilliant Americans, and they do exist. But none of them want to work in a factory, and none of them even know how to work in a factory. Like, I'm one of the few people who could work in a factory because I know a lot about machinery and stuff since I'm always repairing things on my ranch and I'm swapping out, you know, starters on diesel engines or whatever. But am I going to work in a factory? Heck no. You couldn't pay me enough to work in a factory, even though I'm really qualified to work in a factory. But the people that you can afford to work in factories in America don't know anything about working in factories. Mostly they're on the younger side, and all they know is social media and TikTok and how to get likes and clicks and swipes. They don't know anything about the physical world. There's an entire museum in the Smithsonian. I think it's called the Museum of American History. I think it's American History. And it's got, I remember this because when I visited as a child, I was so fascinated by things like the steam engines that they had on display. I don't know if they still have it, but I imagine, I mean, you got to display the steam engine. That's a big part of American history. So I would imagine, though, that today, if you take today's youth to the Museum of American History and you show them a steam engine, they would think they're looking at like an alien mothership or something. Like, what is that? They wouldn't even recognize an engine. Like, what are these things? What is this giant wheel all about? Why do you need a wheel when you can just go online? They would say, like, we don't need wheels. We have apps. You know, that's the way they think. Like, what do you have wheels for? And I don't know if you know this about steam engines, but there's also, there's something that spins and it's got weights. Like, four weights in a diameter sort of a circumference arrangement around the center of this spinning shaft. And this is called a governor. And what happens is, as it spins faster and faster, the weights, they spread out, and it causes a shutting off of the valve of the steam. And this governor is a physical way to stop the steam engine from exploding. So you need a governor. But I guarantee you, the average young person in America today would look at that and they would have no idea. What is that? And you say, it's a governor. And they would see, like the governor of California? Like, no, it stops the steam engine from blowing up. And they would say, why do you need a governor to stop a steam engine from blowing up? Why can't you just turn it down using the app? You know, like, again, that's the way they're wired now. They don't understand physical reality. And if you don't understand physical reality, you can't make stuff in a factory. You really can't. Can you imagine young American men trying to run a sewing machine? And, you know, I've talked about this before. I have quite a collection of sewing machines. The old ones, the old Singer models, one of them, I think, from 1959, which is built like a freaking tank, and it can punch through quarter-inch leather with heavy-duty threads. It's designed to repair leather. And the reason I buy these machines from the 1950s and 1960s is because they don't make them like that anymore. Now they're all electronic and plastic and just sewing machine bullcrap. So, you know, 157 patterns. I don't need 157 patterns. I need one needle that can punch through leather. So you got to buy an old sewing machine made decades ago when people knew how to make stuff. And back then, every American mom, especially, this fell on women's shoulders for the most part, but every American mom and grandmom knew how to run a sewing machine. If you didn't know how to run a sewing machine, you were not considered a good wife or a good mom or a good grandmother. Seriously. If you didn't know how to bake and, you know, make a meal and can and preserve food, if you didn't know how to do these things, you know, you were not considered a good person. Just like if you were a man and you didn't know how to swing a hammer, you were not considered a good dad, a good man. There was a video the other day of that wealthy huckster, Dave Portney, trying to hammer a nail on his deck. For some reason, he posted a video of himself looking like a total idiot who can't swing a hammer, you know? It's just like, are you kidding me? Not only does he not know how to use a hammer, which is a pretty basic skill, but he thought that he was so good at it that he posted the video that actually mocked himself. That's called a self-own, folks. You post a video of yourself looking incredibly stupid, having no skills in a very basic skill. That's a self-own right there. Well, Dave Portney did that, and he got mocked relentlessly and deservedly so. It's like, geez, man, you can't even hammer a nail. You know, good luck in the real world, you know? You know, meanwhile, guys like me are repairing, you know, hydraulic connectors on tractors and fuel injectors and, you know, diesel engine parts and whatever. And that's just routine. I don't consider that amazing. I just consider that basic, you know, just basic ranch survival skills, you know. You better have baling wire. You better have, you know, braided wire. You better have stainless steel rope. You know, you better have all the tools. You better know what you're doing, and you better be able to make emergency repairs using baling wire and, I don't know, whatever else, you know, fence tighteners and things like that. If you don't know how to do that, you can't really live in the country. Anyway, the bottom line is that because of all these tariffs and the collapse of the dollar, the rest of the world's going to become more wealthy, and the United States is going to become more impoverished. That's the upshot of all of this. Now, the good news from that is that as Americans go through tough times, they're going to learn to be more self-reliant. They're going to learn to be more handy. They're going to learn to fix stuff because this is the cycle. This is the cycle of the rise and fall of civilization. So this is actually a very healthy process. Americans have been too lazy and apathetic and haven't had to have skills for too long. And that's going to change. It's going to change by necessity. And then Americans will pick up the skills, they will learn, and they will become very capable. So, you know, the sort of lazy, skillless, apathetic, woke idiot America that we know today, that's going to be replaced by something better. And the activation of that is hard times. Hard times make strong people. Hard times are coming. People are going to get stronger. That's just the way it works. So buy gold, buy silver, get off grid with your money, your assets. You can survive this. Gain skills, invest in your skills, invest in your knowledge. Follow all our courses at brightu.com. That's Brighteon University. And check out my AI engine at brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Oh, also check out all our book review videos at brightlearn.ai. Thanks for listening. Take care. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high-potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save, you'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian astaxanthin right here. You click on that and you can, this is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy 3, get 5%, buy 6, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way. So, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops. As you can see, many, many items. We've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom, because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out again. It's at healthrangerstore.com/save, and you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, and broccoli sprout powder high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more, and trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future. Because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years. You know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products
are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war. So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.